Welcome to Turning Point. I'm Scott Gattune, and keep me honest, today is my co-host, Anne Marie.
Hello.
Hello. Please, I have to tell you, this is so exciting because we had an episode where you were on here before.
That's correct.
And it was ridiculous. People were laughing. I think the thing went viral.
It did, yeah.
So it was like, what, 2 days later? We were like, I think we're going to do a show together. So that is Turning Point. This is Turning Point, and now you're my co-host.
Yeah, this is super exciting, and, you know, I'm excited when we actually get to swear on the radio.
We're going to try to keep the cursing to a minimum today, although we will perfect the beep and the snort.
And the snort.
Maybe it's we'll one. Just...
No.
You need like a live board.
This is Seth Kravitz. Someone, he's going to be our guest today.
Someone to go over with a marker.
We have it right in front of us. I've got a live board right here. I don't know how to use it.
Come on. Really?
You know what?
Are you going to make like a pig noise when I snort?
We're going to... No. That's offensive.
I don't think you really need to.
I think what we're going to do is have you snort. We'll record it. Well, there's plenty of recording.
And then every time I swear...
Every time you swear, it's just like... Boom. There you go. It's perfect. But
Jesus
anyway, I wasn't going to introduce you quite yet, but I might as well now because you're in the frame already. Seth Kravitz, co-founder or founder? I keep getting in trouble with
co-founder.
This. Co-founder of Technoria. Everyone's a co-founder. I always say founder like selfishly and everyone's like, excuse me, I have to set the record straight. I have friends that are involved. Anyway, so welcome to the show, Seth. One of the things we're going to talk about today on Turning Point is... Well, two major things, really. Events, because of Technori, and more importantly, how to balance your work life. I mean, most of the people who listen to this show are entrepreneurs, startup company owners, VC people who are flying around. You told us on the first year you had like 30 investments or something, like buzzing all over the place. Ridiculous. At the end of it, we all have to go to events. And if you want to see pitches and you want to see demo days, you want to see what you've invested in, you have to go to a night event.
And hopefully they're quality events.
You stole it right from me. Most of them suck. There are a few of them that are amazing, and one of them happens to be co-founded by
Technori, yeah, Seth.
Technori.
For sure.
I'm a little biased, but yes, I love my own event.
You should. It's fantastic.
I think everyone should attend it, and if you haven't, you should come this month.
You absolutely should. It's a fantastic event, and we will get into the specifics of how long you've been doing and all this other stuff in a minute. But before we get to that, Anne-Marie, I had to ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, I'm not an earbuds guy, so they say like the cool kids at the party at 1871 call it being plugged in or, you know, wired in or whatever.
Sure.
How do you unplug if you're an earbud person? I'm more uncork, mm-hmm. but how do you
unscrew?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, how long ago? Anyway, already. It starts already. How do you disengage yourself from the work life and actually have sort of a, I mean, what's your secret? Like, how do you, or do you not?
You just, are you, just really, do you know the story?
What story?
So, like, people make fun of me at 1871 because I put my headphones on and there's nothing on, just so people...
You're that person?
I am. I actually do it at my own house, too.
I believe that. I'm going to tell you, know, next week we're going to have a new co-host because she's that person.
No, I mean, you have to... I mean, if you're passionate about it, like we talked about this before, if you're passionate about it, I mean, you're just going to be entrenched in it no matter what. But, I mean, I like to sing. I like to paint. I like all that stuff. I like to hang out with my friends like you and Seth. And, you know, so it's just the work-life balance. But, you know, we have – how many projects do we have now together?
A lot. Too
a
many.
A lot. Two?
Yeah.
Two or three.
At least, yeah.
Plus then I have, you know, the VC.
You got your others. And,
yeah. I got a venture fund and a few other working with the military veterans. And so,
believe it or not, there's a show going on, actually. We've got a show as a project. That's one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I'm told.
That's fantastic.
I know. Well, one of the reasons we have Seth here, other than talking about Technori, is you actually just wrote a piece. Was it Medium? Or where was the blog
it's
that you just
Medium.
Wrote? Is it on Medium?
Yeah.
Yeah, this month I'm kind of in the middle of the 31.
Yeah, let's talk about the challenge.
Day
yeah.
writing
tell
challenge.
The challenge. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've written on and off for years, and I have a tendency to hit these points where I'm like, I'm going to delete everything I ever posted online. So, I, like, erase my entire online writing history. And I start over, and the idea is this month, challenge myself for 31 days to write straight, break through all the barriers, keep it up, and not stop this time, and then not delete it forever once I post it. So,
if he misses a day.
Oh, yeah. What's the penalty?
He's got to pay $20.
To who?
Yeah, well, it's not a challenge unless you're against other people. So I'm writing against a woman named Melissa Kong. She's
they used to work together for Technori.
Yeah, she's a talented writer herself. But I, you know,
and
I,
she
I
gets the money on this then.
Well,
if we miss days, so you know, if she misses, she owes me. If I miss, I owe her.
Have you missed any days?
We're debating that right now. I published something past midnight, so we're debating whether or not that is technically the same day.
Well, I mean, she's in... Well,
when did you write it? I feel like
you could say that you were in L.A.
Well, yeah, but she knows I'm not in L.A.
Yeah,
but,
just,
you know,
that's a white
lie. Like, I think I'm going to keep that one.
I mean, if this is a WordPress that site that you're publishing things on at all, you can just go back and change the time.
Right.
You know,
no, it's on Medium. Like, everyone can see.
Hey, Scott, we should do this for swearing.
What should we do for swearing?
$20.
I don't have the money for that. No, but seriously, one of the pieces you actually just wrote, though, that was fantastic, was kind of about the idea of being able to disengage from the workplace and go on a journey where you're not plugged into electrical tools and things. And that seems to be kind of an important thing for you. Once a year, you do kind of a journey to clear the page a little bit.
Yeah, the idea is to basically, I guess, we all go on kind of working vacations, I guess we can call them. So the idea is to at least once a year not go on a working vacation where I actually do unplug and kind of intentionally ignore anything related to business. So and also when I'm there, I try to do something extreme, something that, I mean, if it's more fun stuff, it's maybe like a scuba diving or whatever, but trying to go deeper than I would go in the past just to, I don't know why, slightly terrify myself and then see what my boundaries are. But a lot of times they're like more mental challenges. So I've done things like, sounds strange, but like vulnerability workshops and things like that.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds strange.
You're in front of strangers, you know, revealing vulnerable things about yourself you wouldn't typically do. And I only do that when
I uncork. Yeah. You talked about the meditating and you sent me some tracks. They didn't really work for me. I wasn't
really?
I mean, you know, I like the idea.
You gotta give something like, you know, at least a week.
The motivation was there, okay? Like,
sure.
I got it. I wanted to do it. So I found a couple tracks that were a little bit more my speed.
Like Boyz II Men or something?
Actually, I don't want to go there. I love Boyz II Men. I will sing Dear Mama right here. Like, well, I won't.
Oh,
but I'm seriously. Are you kidding?
Please don't.
Love
actually,
my
no. Mom. Please do.
No. But the bottom line is, like, I picked a couple tracks I actually do like. And so I made them my alarm. So when I wake up in the morning, it runs for the whole 5 minutes. And that's sort of like my... If you wake up with a smile, like, well, it's not true. I wake up with a frown. I'm pissed when I wake up. But if I wake up and I roll out of bed with a smile, then things are going to be good.
Awesome.
So I do the meditating.
That's a good mantra.
It is.
I tweak the wording a little bit.
It doesn't fit on a fortune cookie.
There's a popular app called Headspace that I use. That
Headspace
I think,
is great. Yeah.
So that one works. If you like a British guy's voice. If you don't like British people, then I wouldn't use it. So.
Yeah. I gotta think. I'll have to try it out.
He sounds very charming.
Oh, well, if he's very charming, then
charming.
I like Notting Hill.
I can't believe you guys.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's...
well, yeah.
I don't know if that's British,
I'm
not really...
You know, it's a very calming...
A little bit English.
British.
Yeah,
voice.
Well, yeah, I don't... That wasn't it.
I do want to talk about one of the things that he talked about, because you talked about the headphones and checking in and out, and on the same blog that you're writing. Is that what you call it, a blog?
I don't know what you call it. I mean, Medium basically is just a publishing platform, and technically you have your own...
Content
like,
sharing.
You have your
on
own, like,
content
channel
sharing
on it,
platform.
I like Medium, by the way. I think it's great.
It's super cool.
So, I mean, technically, you have your own blog on it, but not really. They don't want... They're trying to stay so far away from that word like, in all their marketing of themselves.
So are the journalists. I had a couple people here who was talking about it at the Tribune. It was talking about their blog and was like, it's not a word we use anymore.
Especially with them, because he's the founder of Twitter, so he's like, no, this is different.
No, this is its own.
Okay, so I wanted to... So, let's circle back.
Sorry, Anne-Marie.
No worries. Right over here, guys. So let's talk about how you just brought up checking out, right? And
yes.
Like, right? So Seth is pulled more directions than I am, and he's constantly on 24/7, right? He knows he has his hand in everything. And technically, you know, I've heard, I don't know if you've heard this before, but he's basically like the TEDx of like Technori, right? So he's building out franchise all over 11 potential spots, you know, all the way across, you know, the pond, as they say, so on and so forth. And so I want to not only talk about that for you, Seth, but I also want to talk about how you are able to decompress and, you know, some of the things that you would be able to advise people on how for them to be a healthier version of themselves. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be successful. So if you don't mind kind of touching on that.
Yeah, we're throwing it to you. Ball's in your court, pal.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of... It's a lot of things. I guess, I mean, I do struggle sometimes with how to balance. I guess there are a few things now that I'm working on that I have worked on in the past.
Sure.
Now, some of that was actually, I guess, part of the balance was getting rid of certain things that were not, I guess, improving the quality of my life anymore. So some of that is, those are the tougher, harder things I think to do. But I guess as far as the day-to-day, would go. I mean, right now, writing is actually. I didn't know how much it would help. It's actually helped significantly. I used to do things like stream of consciousness, kind of like pages in the morning.
Yep.
Some people call those morning pages because of this famous book called The Artist's Way. Whether or not you like the book or not, the idea of just writing every day something, even if it's just literally nonsense, those things tend to help quite a bit. The idea of just, I guess mindfulness has become such a trendy thing now that maybe the word is starting to
like blog.
Make people cringe a little bit when they hear it.
But like blog.
I guess I was doing mindfulness, I guess, before it became so cringeworthy now. But I try to be aware of like the way I'm feeling, the way my body feels, all that, if I'm feeling tense and anxious.
I mean, technically you're a celebrity in Chicago and you know that.
I am not a
celebrity. Dude, you totally are. Everybody knows you.
Anyone in a startup like role in Chicago might know who Tech Nori is.
Not but, Tech Nori, Seth Kravitz.
I appreciate
your humbleness, but that's not true.
Humility. Yeah, I mean, yeah. This isn't the place to be humble, man.
Yeah, dude.
All right, well, yeah. I'm a
beast.
Well, obviously, if I'm on the radio,
well, how do you feel about being compared to TEDx? How does that feel?
Well, I mean, we've had the comparison where people have kind of called us like a TEDx for startups, and I think it's because we're not a fundraising pitch. We're more of like a showcase of just interesting technology. So we focus really heavily on the entertainment value of it. Mm-hmm. So I think because of that, that's why they feel that way, and there is pressure with that because you then want to hold yourself to that kind of standard when people start saying that's what you're
like. Set the bar low, man. It's easy to jump over and get you in trouble.
They used to set the bar really low. They're just like, wow, you don't suck as much as the other events suck.
I'm going to tell you the secrets.
All right, good. We're just
keep
doing
Scott's
that.
Do you know Scott's pet peeve is going to events where people...
Oh, my...
He doesn't like finger food.
I love finger food, but it's got to be good finger food.
Good finger food.
I don't want, like... If I have, like, one more, like, hard cornered cheese... Dude, was this from like the last event? You just put it in the fridge and brought
or
it back
like mojitos
out?
Mojitos with no rum.
Oh my God. It's a headache in a cup. It's seriously the worst. And then we talked about this before the show. You do something like that, and that's time you can't ever get back. On a previous show here, we just had Christy Ross from Tasty Trade, and she talked about the fact that time is the one thing that you need quality because there's not enough quantity. And if you do all this work... And you're working your butt off all day long, and then you go to an event, and it's disappointing. You made, like, no contacts. The food sucked. The drinks gave you a headache, and then you have to wake up the next morning and do it all over again. You're going to need to meditate.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys do it a lot better, obviously.
Well, I mean, I guess we control for that one factor by not having any food or drink at our events. Yeah. People always wonder how we've done that.
Oh, like,
you can go afterward.
Oh, yeah, there's always the after party. We make our event fast. Like, we get people in and out in about 75 minutes. So that's how we've gotten away with it for 50 shows and, like, 24,000 attendees and all that without having fed them or given them anything to drink the whole
time. How much money have you been a part of or the companies that have been on your stage raised?
I mean, the companies have been on our stage raised, I think it's, on the site it says 201 million. The actual number is 226 million.
Million?
Yeah.
That's it?
So that's what they've raised. I mean, the thing is, again, like, since we're not a fundraising pitch, we don't, like, push it that much, but yeah, I mean,
that's fantastic.
They raised a lot of money apparently. So,
and he's still not a celebrity.
Apparently, it's raised $226 million or something.
They did
it's
it.
Changed.
We round up.
Changed.
You know, I mean, well, since they were on our stage, of course, we'll take credit for it. But obviously, we had nothing to do with it.
Do take credit for it.
Yeah,
we do take credit for it.
We take all the credit and no the credit at the same time. So
we're going to start taking credit for it.
I'm going to take credit for you if you don't. I'm just going to start taking those scraps off the table and just go.
I've been to at least 47 of them.
Oh yeah, I mean, it is hard to believe we've done 50 of them. It's been a long run here, but yeah, I think partially that's because I will admit maybe we have created an event that doesn't suck. Like there are a lot of events
I enjoyed. I thought it was great
that are terrible, as you're saying. There's a lot of events that are a complete waste of your time, and I think I've escaped that category at least.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, we joke about it. I simplify it by bringing it down to the food and drink. Honestly, like if you had a really impressive group of people talking about something that you could take away from it. Who cares about the food and drink? I mean, I do still care, but like, really, I don't. You guys, you know, you're not doing a food and drink thing. The key, like you said before, is the fact that it's timely. You bring people in and out. They come in, they do their pitch. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out, boom, gone. And we're out of there. And I think it's really hard, surprisingly hard, to throw a good event where you've got the right people and they know how to do an event, which is a secret sauce that you guys kind of have where, if I could say this on the air, I'll wink if you need to stop me. But, having a coach or a trainer or a speaking coach be a mandatory thing so that the worst possible scenario doesn't happen. They walk up on the stage and just start like drooling and it's like, sack them and like, get somebody else out there. I don't know.
Well, that helps for two obvious reasons. One would be, I mean, we are, especially if we're going to be more of a TEDx kind of thing, we're entertainment value is pretty critical.
Yep.
So we actually have to have people entertained. If they're literally like, I want to die, please get me out of this room, which is what a lot of pitch events are like.
Yep.
We couldn't have survived as long as we have. So there is a bit of like the presentation training, the speech training, all that kind of stuff is kind of like the critical secret sauce to why we separate ourselves from everybody else. And also it keeps it timely. So, I mean, as we said, with the timing, we always start exactly on time, like exactly at 7 o'clock, and we get everybody out and these exact 5 minute chunks and 3 minutes of Q&A and all that is very intentional. I think what happened basically was I remember one of our early events, maybe the third or fourth event we ever did, some guy walks up to me and he's like, I missed my train because your event ran long. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever, you know,
right,
but
because the doors were locked.
Yeah.
So.
We lock everyone. You locked it.
I was going to say, they don't care about that.
Right. No one in the fire department listens to the radio. So we locked the door. We chained them in the back.
That's what you have
the volunteers for, basically. Volunteers take the chains. They run them through the doors. Everyone's locked in the room. So because of that, this guy was late for his train because he couldn't escape. And based on that, I was like, okay, you know, people are obviously
counting.
Time
is important.
They value their time. People need to be able to get places. Your event has to fit inside of their life. You shouldn't make them fit around your event. And a lot of people run their events like their event is the center of the universe and like you will fit around my event. And we try to make it something where you could schedule it in. You're going to get in on time, out on time, and that's it.
It's usually important. I think it's really important because, I mean, and that also puts pressure on everybody in the who's involved with it to make sure that they're succinct in their message. And, I mean, the whole – it just – as they say on E, it just works. You know, it's just, it's perfect.
You watch E?
I used to. I don't have cable now.
I think
so
you just
cut the cord.
He did.
Wait, did I just say?
Yeah.
So like, do you guys want to talk about Khloe Kardashian
like
a little bit?
Like,
let's get this thing rolling.
Like fashion, please?
I don't talk about my feelings. So I hide everything. I don't meditate. I believe it's a sign of weakness. And that's it. That's just the way we,
okay.
That's the way we operate here.
So you don't want to come to next year's vulnerability workshop?
Oh, my goodness.
Is there hand holding?
Sometimes there actually is hand holding.
I'm out.
You know?
Yeah. It's fine. I'm just kidding. I dip my toe in some of these new experiences. I'm, you know, I don't know.
I don't know if I would.
You're looking
use
at
that
me like
analogy.
Good point. Onward and upward, as they say. Are you like? It's obviously a big deal in Chicago. Are you taking? Have you thought of taking Technori outside of Chicago, going into some of the other places?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I'd say there are. Including Chicago is about 10 or 11 cities because there's certain people that are still a little tentative that we're working on right now. We did an experimental event in Atlanta. We sold out. It was basically Technori in Atlanta. So it was in a small auditorium on Georgia Tech's campus. And that was kind of like the model of how we're going to roll it out the rest of these cities. So we'll tend to use auditorium kind of spaces all around the country. A lot of random cities. We're kind of going anywhere where we are invited and welcomed. So, it's going to take us to all sorts of places, not just in the United States, but then around the world.
Yeah.
So hopefully by June, we'll have done 11 cities total.
Wow, and that's very cool.
I don't know what
that's
will be awesome. At the end of the year, but at least 10 or 11 by June. So.
I didn't realize that you guys were already in the other cities. I asked that question not knowing the answer.
We have a producer who's on the ground, who's an independent person that's on the ground that is going to be the face and run the event. And so that we already have those people in 10 now, I guess 11 cities as of yesterday.
Can we travel with you guys and like your like groupie bus?
If you want to come along?
We'll
be
Band-Aids.
Band-Aids.
That's a great
movie. We could rent, you know, a bus and put like the signage on.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It'd be like, and we film the journey, little GoPros on our shoulders, talk about like what this.
I'm gonna put it on my head.
The whole startup. Boom! She's going down after the drink. Like, oh my goodness. No, I didn't say that.
It's like a live feed Emery at the bar.
Could you imagine?
The camera just keeps tilting up constantly.
Pick your head
up,
Anne
Marie. That is so not fair. Both of you guys I've been out with before, so knock it off.
I'll leave it alone. This has been a lot of fun having Seth here. This show, this is the first of hopefully many to come. We're going to have all kinds of really cool guests. I appreciate, Seth, you coming on to be our first guest of the first show.
Awesome.
Anne Marie, welcome to the WGN world here.
A little family.
It's a little family.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Of course.
I'm excited about this venture.
This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be
We're
going to
have some seriously, some pretty cool stuff. You'll have to come back, Seth.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Before we exit out of here, where do people go to? You're a celebrity, so obviously they know already. But where would people go should they have not known who you are?
And your blog, too.
Yeah. Plug some blog, plug some Technori. Where do we go?
Well, it's technori.com, so it's TechNori.com. The tickets actually just went live today, this morning, so you can actually buy your ticket for this month and then subsequent months. That's why you just come back to the site. And then myself, I'm just Seth Kravitz. .com would be the place to start.
Good start.
And then from there, you can find anything from Medium to Twitter.
Oh, and I forgot. I wanted one more thing. Technori, the name. Is that a Japanese influence from Aikido?
Well, what it is the original idea was it was going to be a pun. Since Nori is a seaweed wrap that goes around sushi, it was supposed to be a pun of like tech one bite at a time because everybody loves puns. Nobody likes puns. So.
I don't get it.
Well, if you want to tell the story.
It's little piece of sushi. The idea is like little piece of sushi.
Right. Well, because do you still have that logo still?
We still have the logo.
Yeah,
so
the Hancock
we took.
Is,
there's actually, I guess, trademark issues. So there's a tower in the city of Chicago that's representative of Chicago in a way that people would recognize it, I guess, that we turned into a sushi roll.
Well, there's
so if you saw it, you'd be like, "Wow, that's that tower in a sushi roll."
There's a difference.
Oh my, look at that one tower that looks so familiar.
There's a different pun that you can make with it actually, because in the Aikido, you know, martial arts practice, there's actually, I can't remember what the name of it is offhand right now, but it ends nori, and the general gist is that one person's there and like the whole room can attack them, and they sort of like circle around this whole thing. And in my mind, like, I actually thought that's where it came from. Because the
that
idea
is so
of,
much cooler than my experience.
Isn't it? Well, because you look at, like, at 28,000 people attending this thing, and you've got, you know, startup companies that are just going one after another after another after another. That's a better pun. Better than sushi, unless you like
sushi. Just rebrand him?
You know,
no.
I can, we can change it. I mean, nobody really
just
knows
delete
the
last
sushi
part of this and yeah, just, you know, give Seth credit for it.
It's fun. Thank you guys so much for coming in. You guys made my day today. It was a good time.
Awesome.
You can watch this episode and more on advisor.tv. Stream us on the WGN Plus and Rivet Radio apps. Download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.